Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Next time you're in the airport, you'll say like, hey, isn't that a country star? I think
I'm
it is.
Getting drunk on a plane.
It's Dierks Bentley. Waving, talking to people. Wait, no. It's a Dierks Bentley hologram in BNA. So they've just put this in, and apparently he moves in the hologram, he talks, and he plugs his whiskey brand.
If you must get drunk on a plane, he would like you to use his whiskey.
Exactly.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
There's a zombie apocalypse. What restaurant are you going to go hide in?
Yeah.
To avoid the zombies.
And why?
Yeah. And once again, we are joined by somebody who's gone on to do some very successful things after they left the Woody and Jim show. We have Gina on the line. So what restaurant would you go to?
Okay, so if we're talking like fast food, I would do Cookout because they have a big variety of a restaurant. Like you can get quesadillas or corn dogs or burgers.
That's right. They do have a big variety in it and a fairly inexpensive menu, even though price would be no object if you're stuck in there avoiding the zombies.
Right. Yeah, very affordable. Yeah.
If you're trying to escape the zombies and save a few dollars.
Yes, exactly. Why not? Yeah, good food and cheap prices. And then if it was like a sit-down restaurant, Texas Roadhouse, that's my fave. Love those rolls and the butter. And the steaks, of course. And then the Cheesecake Factory as well, because they have a huge menu too.
Okay, so your choices really are dictated on, I will have a variety of things to eat.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be here a while.
You don't know how long you're going to have to ride it out. So, like, I get really tired of food quickly. So I'm like, well, I can't just eat like chicken all day and be a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I need a place where I can have options.
Plus, Texas Roadhouse has a bar area with TVs. So if there's any kind of zombie apocalypse sporting events, you could check out.
Yeah, and they have delicious drink options, too. So I could have a margarita or a daiquiri. Like, the options are endless.
Yes. You've thought this through. Well done.
There's also some other responses on Facebook. Justin said the Costco food court, because then he'd have access to all the other food in Costco.
Oh, you can rip up one of those cases and have like 575 jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's kind of cheating a little bit because it's not really a restaurant. It's a store that happens to sell some food.
Right.
Like, I agree.
I mean, I think we would all choose that.
Yeah.
Then you choose Walmart because there's a Subway in the front. You know what I mean?
Good point.
I don't know if I'd rather go to Subway or face the zombies.
Isn't that the same thing?
So instead of eat fresh, it's eat flesh. Oh, my God. There's the comedy, you guys. We'll laugh our way through the apocalypse.
So, Gina, how are you and how's Paisley the baby?
We're both good. She turns 6 months tomorrow.
Wow.
So, I know, time is flying. It's crazy. But, yeah, we're both doing really good.
Good deal.
Any milestones she's hit lately, like where she started to do something new?
She is like almost crawling, which is just wild.
Wow.
She can sit up. We're feeding her solids, day by day. Tomorrow we're going to go to Texas Roadhouse and get a steak for her. And, well, she'll just like suck the blood. So she's clearly a zombie too. She's like starting to communicate a little bit and she's starting to like reach and like, well, more so like lean if she wants you. But yeah, every day it seems like she's learning something new. So it's just been like, it's just been so fun. She's so fun.
Very cool.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's so great.
Well, we miss you. And we're just so proud to have alumni come back and visit the show.
Yeah.
I miss you guys so much too.
And when you go to Texas Roadhouse, you know, hopefully the zombie apocalypse won't break out. But if it does, you'll be all set.
Yeah. I mean, thank God we'll be in the place to go if it happens.
Right.
Gina, take care. We love you, miss you, and you have a great time celebrating Paisley's half birthday.
Thank you. Love and miss you guys, too.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here's somebody who had an epiphany and a life-changing moment. Of course, I don't know if you know of Scott Vincent Borba. He is the co-founder of Elf Cosmetics.
Oh, yeah.
He's decided to give that all up, and he's going to become a Catholic priest.
Yeah, he's about to be ordained.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Gave away his like billion-dollar fortune.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
Really, really cool. So Mike Myers confirmed it. There will be another Austin Powers movie. It's been since 2002, since Goldmember, the third and final movie in the trilogy, was released. Now they're going to do another one. He says this one's really going to be primarily Dr. Evil based. Which I'm down with that because I think he's the funniest character in it.
Yeah.
Austin Powers, they've kind of explored everything from him.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dr. Evil?
We'll see.
Yeah, bring it on.
We'll be cautiously optimistic.
No release date announced yet. Right now, he's working on the next Shrek movie. So he's returning back to everything from the early 2000s.
It's Shrek 8 by now, isn't it?
I think it's 5, so you're not far off.
Wow.
Not an exaggeration.
Talking about a restaurant to hang out with during the zombie apocalypse, KFC Yum Brands, they're making big changes, redoing a lot of the buildings and redoing their menu. Adding some, you know, kind of interesting drinks like they're doing at other fast food restaurants. And also Yum Brands, who owns KFC, they also own Pizza Hut. And they're selling Pizza Hut for like $3 billion.
Sell it to those people that are doing the retro thing.
Doing the retro stuff to make it look like the 80s again.
I know.
Yeah.
Give us a reason to go back.
Yeah. We can go and have pizza there after we see the new Austin Powers movie.
Right? It's like, a time machine.
It is.
We've all been in the hot tub time machine.
We asked this on the Woody and Jim Show page on Facebook. It's a zombie apocalypse. What restaurant are you going to go hide out in to survive?
So we've had a lot of food-based answers.
Yes.
And what the restaurants would have so you could eat. But some other people have been pretty creative. Like Kirsten, she says, if you're not saying Waffle House, then your will to live is a touch on the low side. Those folks know how to handle wild and crazy at 2 a.m. I think zombies would just be a regular Tuesday.
I love that answer. That is perfect.
Yeah, I mean,
it's super accurate.
If you're pulling, you know, two people apart who are, you know, grabbing each other's weaves while rolling around on the floor fighting.
Yeah, you can handle zombies.
Zombies are nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You have your brain smothered and covered, you know, for the zombies. Melissa says, hey, how about McDonald's? Because have you seen those videos where the burgers look exactly the same years later?
Mm.
So for sustainability, I'd say
that. Right. Are those fries that you find under your seat?
Oh, yeah. They're still edible, you know, like
a
decade later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what is it? Zombieland, that movie where Woody Harrelson was looking for Twinkies because he knew they would never go bad.
Yeah. There's something to that.
There is.
Something I don't know where I would go. At first, I was thinking maybe I would go to Hibachi Grill because I would want, like, in case they break in, I want the chefs at a Hibachi Grill to be able, the way they can move a knife.
Oh, yeah. You want the Hibachi chef between you and the zombies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're slice them, dice them, and by the time they're done, the zombies are a onion volcano.
Exactly. Yeah. The zombies will stop to look at it and go, ooh.
So you're thinking Buc-ee's.
I was thinking Buc-ee's because, you know, not only is it the, you know, the beaver nuggets, but also the brisket on the board, and they have the big wall of beef jerky and all the fashionable clothing items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you happen to take over a Buc-ee's to survive the zombie apocalypse and they have like the suit so you can dress up as Buc-ee.
As Buc-ee?
I think you can venture out of Buc-ee's, and if they try to bite you, they can't get through the suit.
Their mouth is just going to be full of foam rubber. That's a good plan, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to venture out and see if you can see, find some gas to put in your semi to hit the long, lonesome road.
Those big, foamy beaver arms would be like those things they let dogs chew on in like those police demonstrations, yeah. You know, where the dog's chewing on your arm. Yeah. Just think of that as a zombie trying to get through. They couldn't do it.
Yeah. Right now, you know, Stephen King is saying, wait, slow down. Let me write this down. The Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durga walk around the neighborhood.
This family was vacationing in Virginia, and one of the things they decided to do is go visit a cavern, right? So they're going through this cavern, and there's this one spot in the cavern where they have an underground lake. And people toss in coins and make wishes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a fountain.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this woman, like, opens up her wallet to give her 5-year-old daughter a chance to throw in a coin. But instead of a coin, her daughter grabs her debit card and tosses it into the water over the side.
Oh, my gosh. Throw my debit card.
Oh, she was sorry.
That was like a sitcom kind of thing.
But she had a good reason.
Yeah.
So her daughter said, you know, like, all right, I threw it in there because I wanted everybody's wish, not just hers, to come true.
Oh.
So she was like, she was using mom's debit card to pay for everybody's wish.
Oh, that's sweet. That's awesome.
So this video has gotten 27 million views.
Wow.
And since it just went crazy viral, her mom decided to do something with it. So she started granting random people's wishes, you know,
really?
Kind of like the stuff that was thrown into the lake. So she's taken some families out to the movies. She's given some people meals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So she's really turned this, you know, horrible, oh, no moment into something awesome.
I love that. We need more people like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to check out the story, you can go to the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way, out of your yard, out of your life. You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Denise on the line. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we had a guy lined up, but they hung up. So Jim has bravely volunteered to take Denise on. I think the guy we had got scared because he heard you were playing.
Denise,
that's right.
You're too intimidating.
Yes.
And I... pinky promise that I did not see any of the questions or answers ahead of time.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I love your suspicion. Okay.
Here's a warm-up question for you, Denise, so we can get to know you a little bit and get you limbered up for the game. Tell us a smell that triggers memories for you.
I'd say honeysuckle. It reminds me of summertime when I was a kid growing up playing with all the neighborhood kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great memory.
Those are the good days when you just didn't come home till the streetlights came on.
The smell that triggers memories for me is not a good one. It's sawdust. And it does is remind me of when kids threw up in school and the janitor would throw sawdust on top of it. Trust me, working in the garage with the saw does not conjure good things.
Wow. Okay, we both start with a multiple choice question. Here we go. Denise, does ping make equipment for baseball, hockey, or golf?
Golf
is right. Good start. Okay, Jim, multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is Love is Blind a dating reality show that you find on Hulu, HBO Max, or Netflix?
Oh, I don't watch it.
That's because you're a good person.
I'm going to say Netflix.
Is right. Netflix is
really?
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was totally a guess.
Okay. Jim tied it up. Denise, Christian Bale, Robert Pattinson, and Ben Affleck have all played what DC superhero?
I am Batman.
Batman. Oh, look at that.
We got
look
an impression,
you go.
Too.
All right. Good job. Okay, Jim, Sandra Bullock starred in how many Miss Congeniality movies?
Oh, gosh. When there's more than one, I stop seeing them after a while.
That's also because you're a good person.
I love the first one. I'll say 3.
No, only two. Only two.
I figured there was one I just ignored.
Okay. You have a 2-1 lead there. Denise, if you get this one right, there's no way Jim can catch up, okay?
All right.
Peyton Manning is seen in TV ads for what brand of beer?
Oh, gosh. Bud Light?
Yes, Bud Light!
Wow!
Look at that!
Man, you just pulled a rabbit out of the hat there. Wild guess paid off.
Yeah. Well done! We got passes for you to check out Ambrosia and a bunch of other folks at the Yacht Rock Symphony at the Synth Amphitheater.
Yeah, next week.
It's going to be fun.
Nice job.
All right. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. In Murfreesboro is where you'll find me tomorrow night. We're going to have a fun time at Seasons. It's 2227 Old Fort Boulevard in the Killarian Inn. It's a little party club there, Seasons Party Club. We're going to be having a VIP karaoke night. It's going to be fun.
All right. So if you've got those skills and you have that karaoke song in your back pocket,
yeah,
it's time to show everybody what you got tomorrow night.
It's going to be an all-ages thing, so you don't have to worry about getting a babysitter if you want to bring kids out, too. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Gets underway 7 till 10 tomorrow night. DJ Jazzy will be there, who's kind of making a name for herself all around Murfreesboro, so
excellent.
That's pretty cool. Plus, we'll be playing Gender Wars live.
In person.
Yes, and I will be giving away prizes that I will find somewhere in my garage to put into Woody's treasure sack. And you can pick something out. Who knows?
Is this just a big disguise for you having a garage sale?
No, but actually, there'll be no charge for that.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to. It's $25 to get in, you know, and partial proceeds will go toward me keeping my house I can keep my garage.
Oh, okay.
And, but yeah, those prizes will just be. That's just icing on the cake, is what that is.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
That's house money right there.
You can check it out. I posted it on my Facebook page, but if you you check it out tomorrow night, starts at 7 o'clock. We'll be playing Gender Wars. Of course, there'll be lots of karaoke, lots of dancing at Seasons Party Bar. It's right there in the Clarion Inn, right off of I-24 on Old Fort Parkway.
Just look for Woody Wood on Facebook.
Yes.
You got all the info.
I want to pass along this to you real quick. We got a late entry and our thoughts about if there's a zombie apocalypse, what restaurant would you like to hide in?
Right.
To stay away from the zombies? Jessica says, I would go to whatever restaurant the cast of Love Island goes to.
Really?
Because if zombies eat brains, they're going to be perfectly safe.
There's no brains.
There's no brains. If you hide in the middle of them, they'll sniff the air and then, there's no brains here.
And
come on, zombies, let's move on.
It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Also, everybody in Washington, D.C. would be safe, too.
Some people are saying Waffle House, or they would go to this place or that place.
Yeah.
Adam says, no one's thinking long-term security.
Okay.
I'm sourcing a speakeasy since it's underground and easier to defend.
Wow.
And then you have, like, the bar and the bar food, you know, to keep
That's
you going.
That's true. Unless the zombies somehow get to the mole people who live underground. Underground Nashville, we all know that's a thing.
Mole people.
The mole
that's
people.
That's silly. Let's talk about real stuff. Zombies.
That's right. But if the zombies get to the mole people and turn them into zombies, then you're screwed. Then
zombie mole people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's cascading failure.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're not going to make it. what are we doing today?
Helping somebody record their podcast, and then I've got to do some grocery shopping, and I'm starting to pack for my trip to Italy. So
very cool.
Can't just do that the last minute. So I'm going to start.
Oh, you could, but it'd be awful.
Yeah, I would do it badly.
I got to run by the vet. Lucy, our Doberman, needs some pills.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs always need pills, so I have to get some cheese to put the pills in.
Like all Americans.
My sister and my nephew are in town on their way to Indiana to visit some folks, and so we're going to go out to dinner with them later.
Oh, well, have fun visiting with family.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. It'll be Friday and everything.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.